Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of the podcast today is Chief Moses, which is the name of a town that's quite near to where I live, but you might know that it's also the name of a famous Native American Indian. The grammar notes today are just three simple words instead of the usual idiomatic phrases, but they're still extremely useful. So let's get started. Chief Moses. Moses Lake is a town that is situated about an hour and a half from where I live. I don't usually choose to go there. However, in the winter, my children will often have basketball tournaments once or twice there. The journey takes you through flat farmland and then through miles of dry, open areas of, well, nothing really. The type of land is called scab land, where there is very little rainfall, and a bush called sagebrush grows everywhere. Geologically speaking, it's part of the largest lava plateau in the world, and it stretches for miles and miles and miles. Part of the road to Moses Lake travels alongside the Columbia River, which is impressive. But as the road turns away from the river, the land stretches out for miles with no sign of trees or houses. Moses Lake has, of course, a very large lake, which initially provided fish for the inhabitants of the town. It was named after Chief Moses, the leader of the Sinkiyuz tribe, who had to negotiate with the US government to give up the land in exchange for a reservation. The high school is named after him. His picture is on the walls, and a point of pride for the town. As each basketball team has a name, like the Wenatchee Panthers, Moses Lake High School athletes are called the Chiefs, meaning the leaders in Native Indian tradition. The rest of the town doesn't seem to reflect much of its Indian roots, which is a shame. It has an important airplane training base and some farming, but the town itself is not very attractive. I can imagine, however, Moses Lake transformed by some good planning and creativity. It could become an attractive reflection of Native Indian history and modern progress. So the grammar notes. They're quite short today, just three little words. Number one, the word rainfall. Well, I used rainfall in the podcast instead of rain, because rainfall implies a measurement, a quantity, maybe the rain that you get in a year, or perhaps the rain that you get in 1 month. A. The rainfall in Seattle is actually a lot more than in the UK. The rainfall in Seattle is actually a lot more than in the UK. B. The rainfall each spring causes floods in town. The rainfall each spring causes floods in town. Number two, the word plateau. I mentioned that on the road to Moses Lake, we go over some of the famous lava plateau, the largest lava plateau in the world. It's very, very flat and very large. Sometimes, though, plateau is used figuratively. A. The castle is situated on the edge of a plateau that sits in the middle of a valley. The castle is situated on the edge of a plateau that sits in the middle of the valley. B. The computer sales plateaued after 3 weeks and then went down. The computer sales plateaued after 3 weeks and then went down. And number 3, roots. Well, we know what roots are. They're the very important part of a plant that is underground, that keeps the plant stable and upright, and also supplies the plant with water and nutrients. The roots. Well, again, as with many nouns, we can use this noun figuratively. A. Cutting down the tree was easy, but pulling up all the roots was hard work. Cutting down the tree was easy, but pulling up all of the roots was hard work. And B. They have just moved to a new town and hope to eventually put down roots there. They have just moved to a new town and hope to eventually put down roots there. Now you can see in this sentence I'm using the word roots figuratively. The people who have moved to a new town are not really going to create roots, but they are figuratively going to become attached to their new home. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me. Please send me your emails or comments or questions. My email is acupofenglish@hotmail.com. And if you happen to get my app, or if you get on iTunes to download my podcasts, do me a favour and leave a comment. Let me know what you think. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.